Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a carpaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. If you missed anything, check it out on the app. Odyssey. Rewind is what you want there. That makes sense. That's intuitive. With us now in the present, Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. Sal, I saw that you were in Rochester today for your Extra Point show.
I'm still in Rochester. I'm literally in Pittsburgh, right near the St. John Fisher right now as I speak to you.
Isn't it great?
I just passed the Pittsburgh pub.
Isn't it great?
It's great, yeah. I'll be back out here a little over a month. I had some personal business out here today in the Rochester area, or I had to get some personal business done, and I kind of made it all encompassing. So instead of coming out a couple different times, I said, you know what, I can do A, B, and C, and while I'm doing that, why don't I just come out? And I went to the Rochester Odyssey Studios, and I'm pretty sure you guys have been to that building.
Yep.
But it is fabulous. It's really great. They were very generous to allow me to use the studio where Danger and Battaglia have their show.
Is that in High Falls? I've been to one. It's a long time ago now.
Right.
But
that's the one when I responded favorably, I was thinking of that spot. Yeah, it was like old warehouse type feel to it and really nicely done.
Very cool.
Yeah, on Commercial Street. So I'm guessing that's the same spot. But the building is beautiful.
Speaking of old warehousey feels, Aaron Rodgers signing with the Steelers. We've talked so much about him. I don't know if we've talked to you about him and all of this with Pittsburgh. I mean, number one, thank God it's kind of over. The speculation about him, I want to think, is just ended today now that he's reportedly going to be joining the Steelers as of tomorrow. You know, of course, two ways of looking at this, and we don't know how it's going to end. But on one hand, he's got to be considered, I think, an upgrade for over what they have. Maybe you could disagree with that. On the other, what does it do for them? You know, so where do you come down on this move?
Well, I think it gives them a little more cachet on what they could be this year. I think it raises their ceiling on what they should be this year and can be. I agree, Mike, there's still a debate about what is he really, honestly. I just don't have any faith, and if I'm a Steelers fan, I don't think I'd have any faith in what they had playing already. Was that Mason Rudolph, I guess, would be their starting quarterback? And he's had a couple nice moments in this league, right? Heck, he started a playoff game in Buffalo, but I think at least with Rodgers, if you feel like you have a better shot to be better than that. Ultimately, though, they're still in a division with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And I don't think it moves you any closer to where you'd normally think you'd be with them anyway. So ultimately, they're probably kind of in the same overall spot at the end of the day, maybe for a little chance at a better season, but not so much better that they're competing for much more.
The one thing I would have to concede that this makes possible for them is if they have the kind of year that they had 2 years ago, last year, whatever, their regular year, and they get in, like Mason Rudolph came here and started a wild card game against the Bills season before last. If that's Aaron Rodgers, I'm not expecting him to be at the peak of his game, but I've said it all along. Last year, there were moments, there were games where it was like, oh, he still got it. But it's just hard to expect that to happen on a consistent enough basis for him to be, you know, a top half of the league quarterback, even, in my opinion. But you could have a good day. You know, he could feel good and, like, make some throws. And that increases the chance of a team like that scoring an upset, you know, landing a couple of punches and maybe, it, you know, coupled with a TJ Watt strip sack or something, it maybe gives you a little more chance. But it requires him to have a really good day, and I think those are going to be few and far between.
Yeah, and listen, think about the build of their team, right, which is, you know, what they've done at wide receiver. You know, they at least they have, you know, DK Metcalf, obviously. You know, this is somebody that, you know, if you're DK Metcalf, your other weapons, you feel like maybe you got, you know, one of the all-time greats at least throwing you the ball, gives you more confidence, I think, in what they're trying to do. But there are some question marks about the offensive line. I know that they are, you know, hoping their offensive line comes into form a little bit better than it did last year. But you have now a guy that is not, he was not good at eluding pass rush last year, the pass rush. And I think you have to consider that, right? So what does Arthur Smith want to do with him, and how do they want to structure their offense? I don't know if it's much. They're not. I don't think they're, like, just putting him in shotgun and throwing the ball 40 times a game, right? I mean, I think you're still having a guy back there that's almost more like a game manager. So what does it really do as far as your script? Now, when I say that game manager, I think in the style of offense you run, but I do think he gives you more of a chance to make some plays still, you know, at the end of the day, than Mason Rudolph. But I don't know how much it changes what you're doing overall philosophically.
Yeah, and how much do you have to give on your end to make him happy, right? How much you have to tailor what you're doing, and, like, how does that go over? How does that line up with what Arthur Smith wants to do to begin with? And are we just going to end up where there's just a lot of headbutting going on?
Yeah, I think for me, it almost goes to a, well, you know, we talk about this middling it thing, right, where are you going to be bad or are you going to be good? And I don't think the Steelers have ever operated where they were going to intentionally be bad or felt like that they were going to go, you know, and be a team getting a top draft pick. They've never operated like that this year, even though the only thing of their roster that really said that was that they've never gotten the quarterback. That said, I just don't think they're good enough and have a roster good enough to now compete with the best teams in the AFC. You're right, Bulldog. You can get to the playoffs and maybe have a shot. But I don't even know if they still get to the playoffs right now, to be quite honest.
Yeah. And do they have enough cap room to fit Alan Lazard in? Is maybe the next question, right? They got
you know it.
It's gotta happen.
Seventh
right?
round. It's a Alan Lazard and a seventh rounder in 2031 for a seventh rounder in 2032.
Offensive consultant Nate Hackett incoming. Here we go.
They're an older team overall, too, right? I mean, like, TJ Watt obviously getting low. He's on the other side of 30, and Cam Hayward is coming back. I mean, even, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick's like 29, I think, but their best players are older players, right? They don't have a lot of young talent on that team, to be quite honest with you.
They open at the Jets. Rodgers at the Jets, week one. Week two, they have the Seahawks, Metcalf in Pittsburgh. The Bills play in Pittsburgh in week 13. We talked about this quite a bit before the schedule came out, and you had those conversations with Mike North from the league. Just waiting on Rodgers? I mean, that was a thing that happened, right? Whether which team was going to get to go to Ireland to play them, that ended up being Minnesota. But they have the Packers on a Sunday night in week 8. I think the bet here was that they would have him when they put the schedule down.
I think that's right. I think with the Steelers, at least, they are a name brand. They're a national brand. They have a big following around the country. They always have. So it's almost like you can't go wrong if you put them on primetime anyway without Aaron Rodgers, but maybe you get a little bit more, okay, there's a game here that's going to have more juice if we do have Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers. So that probably went into a little bit of their thinking, but they're always – the Pittsburgh Steelers are always going to be a team on primetime and you know, multiple settings throughout the year.
Do you guys think his career is not over yet, so this still isn't fully written, but do you guys think the last few years – from his departure from Green Bay to now, really damages his legacy as a player, his career? I don't remember always thinking of Rodgers in this sort of off-the-field way.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I've said a few times that I can't recall an athlete that went from one end of like my own sort of favorable, like I really liked Aaron Rodgers. He's the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Who hates the Packers? It's Green Bay.
Nobody.
Like, right? I mean, it's easy to like. And so I really liked him, admired how he played. And yeah, once Tyler Dunn wrote about it.
That's where it started,
isn't it? And it just, it unraveled. And yeah, he's become one of my least favorite personalities in sports, and so, he was one of my favorites.
What do you do with his career?
Yeah, to answer your question, I think, Mike, I agree with Bulldog, but, you know, the funny part is, what is legacy to whom? It's the fan opinion has certainly hurt him, I think, like Bulldog just said, and I agree with that. Like, it's this guy that you had so much reverence for, and then now it's like, come on, what are you doing, dude? It's all about you all the time, and people just can't stand, you know, to hear about the guy. I don't think it does anything for his NFL legacy when it comes to Hall of Fame. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer pretty early in getting in. Like, that's not going to matter. I mean, at the end, you know, 20 years from now, you're going to say, we're going to be talking to kids or grandkids about, yeah, that guy was kind of a jerk, though. But you're going to still see him on all the record books and all this great career he had, and people still talk about how great of a thrower of the football he was. So I don't think it matters to that part of the legacy, but I definitely think he's hurt himself in the court of public opinion, and just a lot of just things he said, and you know, a lot of the weirdness that goes along with Aaron Rodgers.
Still, I mean, pardon me for putting it this way, but just the one Super Bowl. One would be nice, but it's only one appearance, right? I mean, he doesn't have another. He has the one win against the Steelers,
right,
after, I believe, the 2010 season. Sal Capaccio with us on the West Her Hotline. The Bills would be what, Sal? Like another day of practice this morning or this afternoon, but no media availability. Then next week, it's mandatory time, and the first guy for this will be James Cook. Care to put odds on his arrival next week? My guess would be, and I think yours, very low.
No, I don't know. I'm almost like 50-50. I think if you asked me this 2 weeks ago, I say, like, I think he'll be there. I just wonder what he'll do. I think I'm leaning a little bit more the other way now. I'm like, I don't know if he'll be there. Like, what's it really matter if he's not at mandatory minicamp? You know, they still have time here. So maybe a little less than 50-50 then. But I was in the other side as of a couple of weeks ago and thinking, yeah, he'll probably show up. I just don't know what he'll do if he shows up. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. It's a good question. But it is certainly the one talking point.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, what
to be focused on.
What caused you to change? If was there something that happened or just conversations you had that sort of made you reconsider? Like what got you to change your view of that, even if it's only slightly?
I really felt, you know, not that he wasn't serious, that a lot of it might have just been like posturing. But I think the longer we go on to this, the longer he's not there and you don't hear from him, and then every time there's a new contract, there's more stuff out there, it just feels like it's less posturing and more statement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I feel that he is now. And I think the question for me is, what is the ultimate statement, though? Is the statement then, I am just not showing up? Because that could very well be a vote of this.
Yeah, I feel like I'm expecting him to show up at some point in camp, maybe not right away, because I think my guess is that the way Bean has sounded about it, like they didn't sound to me, the Bills, like it was worth considering a compromise. They're so far apart that the middle is still too far for us to come. And so there's no point in continuing to talk. And that if Cook wants to make it as uncomfortable as possible, like get some sort of a point across, missing something mandatory is almost required. And so miss minicamp, okay, your teammates are not going to hold that against you. But there is a point in time here, as much as every, you know, I would think most guys on the team would like him to get paid and be happy, they're also going to expect him, I think, at some point to show up and do his job. Like, we're all here to do a job. Like, that's a two-way street. And so I would guess that he'll get in it at camp without a contract, because that's when the fines can really pile up. It's day after day after day, whereas minicamp is just 3 days. And I think he'll try to send his message, try to call the Bills bluff. I don't think they'll cave at all. And then when July rolls around at some point, or early August, I think he'll show up.
I think what's interesting about listening to you say that, and you're right about the players, is I do wonder, too, at what point, if any, does Brandon Bean's tone change? Like, if he doesn't show up, as much as Brandon Bean has just been, we love Jim, but we love him, and, you know, he's going to be wearing a Bills helmet in 2025, and he's saying all the right things. He is, and I get why he is and all that. And for Sean McDermott, too, at what point does anyone from the organization, especially Bean, but even McDermott, does their tone change and they start to give an indication of, okay, enough is enough. Like, we need to have you here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we might love you, but you're a part of this team and this is not what we're about, right? I wonder if that starts to happen if he doesn't show up next week.
We will be discussing it if he doesn't. And of course, even if he does, I guess, for another day, but we'll see what happens. Sal, thanks for fitting us in.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Every once in a while, I'm just sort of wandering through profootballreference.com like I love to do. Just, you see a stat, and it takes you somewhere. And this is not new. This is something we've discussed. And, I mean, Bills fans are well aware. I just don't know if everybody, you know, especially if you like stats, is as aware of just what has happened here with Josh Allen. He has the same number of rushing touchdowns as Thurman Thomas did for his entire career, 65. That's amazing.
That's pretty incredible in 8 years.
It's more than OJ. ever had. Mm-hmm. He had 61. It's more than, think of like Alvin Kamara, who's been in the league for longer, has just been wildly productive. There's going to be receiving with Kamara, but he has 5 more rushing touchdowns career than Alvin Kamara and Joe Mixon. And on, like just all these names, you know, way more than McCaffrey, way more than Chubb, way more than Jonathan Taylor, Allen.
And McCaffrey's the same draft?
17.
17, okay, the year before.
Year before. Does Josh Allen get to 100 rushing touchdowns? That would be, there could just still be some other active players in there, but right now that would be 9th all time. It's more than Barry Sanders. He had 99. Franco, Dickerson, Falk, Bettis, all fewer than, Falk has exactly 100.
I wouldn't want to cop to Hill waltz to 100, but I think he gets there. Even with the slowdown that's coming that I talked about already earlier today, I think, yeah, I mean, it's 35 more touchdowns.
He averages 10 a year.
Yeah. I mean, so that goes down a little, even if this year that goes down a little. What is that? 8, 9, right? And like, so we get like 3 or 4 years of that, and there you go. Like, he's going to get to 100.
They haven't banned the tush push.
It's incredible. That number is incredible.
It is.
It really is. And like, that's not high. That's an incredible number.
That's what I'm saying is, we know, but do we really know just right. what?
Right.
Like, you're talking about the most famous productive running backs of all time. Running backs of all time. Lamar Jackson doesn't come close to touchdowns. Jackson usually rushes, if not by a lot, for more yards mm-hmm. than Allen. But he does not run in the red zone that often. Like, his touchdowns are, I don't know, am I right? Are they scrambles or are they, like, sweeps once in a while? He scored against the Bills on the Sunday night game on that was a design run around the right end.
Yeah.
But it's like a few, 4 a year for Jackson, and Allen last year had 12. The year before that, he had 15. I mean, to have as many as Thurman and more than OJ.
In this amount of time is pretty incredible.
Right. Well, he just turned 29. He's like the franchise leader.
Right.
In rushing touchdowns. And, you know, he does other things.
Right. He's the quarterback. That's the thing. It's not so much the time. Because, I mean, Thurman is here for how many more seasons than Josh has already played? 2 or 3 maybe? It's not that many more.
Thurman's 88 to 99.
All right.
So 12 years.
All right. So, sure. And OJ probably, that's 70 until, when does he get traded?
78 is his last Bills year.
Okay. So that matches
or the 69?
Years. 69, 70.
69
whatever.
To 78?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
So, but the fact that he's a quarterback and he's not a bad passer. It's not like, you know, thank God for the running. Well, you wouldn't want to have this guy be your guy, but the running saves him. No.
Obviously.
It's like on top of being, it's incredible.
803-0550 to join us. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog back after the update. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.